The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Ben Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dr. Smith. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we have a topic which we've been deeply immersed in for quite a number of years now, unbelievably, and that is COVID vaccines. And particularly in this case, we're going to be talking about COVID vaccines for children ages 6 months to 5 years. And we have with us a perfect guest to discuss this subject. She is Dr. Martha Smith. She's a pediatrician at the Institute for Family Health. Dr. Smith has worked at the Institute's Kingston Family Health Center since 1999, and she's been actively involved with family medicine pediatric education since that time. She has cared for generations of families in Kingston and Ulster County, and we're so happy to have her with us. Welcome, Dr. Martha Smith.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's so good
to be here.
Yeah, and it's great to have you here. So, Dr. Smith, before we get into dig into the topic a little bit, tell us a little something about Institute for Family Health for our listeners who might not know about it. What does it offer the community, and whom do you serve?
Well, we are a federally qualified health center which provides medical services, dental care, mental health, and some other services for people of all ages and all backgrounds. We particularly are interested in helping those communities that are historically neglected due to racism and poverty, and regardless of their ability to pay.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the definition of a federally qualified healthcare center, right? You work with people regardless of their ability to pay, and many people who are in the low income category at the moment.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. So, in terms of the topic at hand, let's talk a little bit about the vaccines that are COVID vaccines that are available for children under five, and how they differ from those that for children over the age of five, if you would.
Well, the vaccines that are available for ages 6 months to 5 years are the same vaccines that we're using for the older ages and adults. This is the Pfizer, which is approved for ages 6 months to 4 years, and the Moderna, which is 6 months to 5 years. So really, they're the same vaccines we already know about, and many of us have been vaccinated against, but the dosing is small. That's the only difference, is the amount of vaccine you get.
Mm-hmm. And so some might say, well, you know, children don't, you know, under age five are not out and about that as much as we adults are. Why should children under five get the vaccine? Why would you, if somebody asked that question, what would you say?
Well, we are seeing increased amount of COVID vaccine in the younger age group. And yes, it's not as often as the older children and adults, but it still exists.
Mm-hmm.
No one can predict who is going to have a severe illness and potential death from getting COVID-19 infection. So that's why, in my opinion, it's very important to be vaccinated. Mm-hmm. And there's some other reasons too, if I may go on.
Yeah, if you would, please.
So besides preventing hospitalization and severe illness, by getting the vaccine, as many people that can be vaccinated, it's less likely that you're going to spread it to your loved ones and other people in the community who are not able to be vaccinated. We don't have a vaccine for kids under the age of 6 months. So many families have newborns and younger infants that cannot be vaccinated, yet they can be affected by getting COVID infection. Also, the more people, and that includes infants, children, teens, adults, who get vaccinated, it's less likely for the vaccine to mutate or change into a more dangerous form.
And is that because the more that's out there, just statistically, it's more probable that it could, and a mutation could pop up somewhere?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. The vaccine, the viruses are very smart. Mm-hmm. And they change to be more virulent or more dangerous. So if more people are vaccinated, they can't spread it, less likely for new variants to arise. You know, as we see now, what's going around now is this Omicron variant, when before it was Delta, and it comes, the Omicron comes with its own infectious properties.
Mm-hmm. And so is COVID as serious in babies and young children as it is in adults? Is it, and is the likelihood of them getting it greater or less? What is your thought? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we don't see as much infants and small children getting COVID wild type infection, but it can be serious. These babies can be hospitalized and need ICU care and to be ventilated to help them breathe. And some babies have died from it. So in my opinion, it's just as serious in babies and small children as it is in adults mm-hmm. and older children.
Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the vaccines for these younger children, how are they just as effective as the others? I mean, if they're the same vaccine but at a lower dosage, I'm assuming that they will that their efficacy will be the same. And also, does it mean that the child won't get COVID if they're vaccinated?
That's a good question, because we know that the vaccine is effective, and the goal of vaccines is to prevent severe illness, hospitalizations, and death. So is the vaccine effective? Yes. Mm-hmm. Will it prevent my child from getting a COVID infection? No. No vaccine is 100% effective. The vaccines we give now to kids 6 months and 5 years, none of those are 100% effective, but it prevents severe illness, disease, and death.
It's my understanding that there's somewhere in the just north of 90% effective, right? For, I mean, which is amazing when you think about, you know, the flu vaccines that we've had for years make it sometimes into the 60s. But, you know, 90% plus is pretty good, I think, if I have it correct.
I thought that data was more for the older. Mm-hmm, we don't have as much data for the younger kids because the 6 months to 5 years, because not a lot of people are getting the vaccine.
Mm, so, there's just not sufficient evidence to accumulate. Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Right.
And are there side effects? I mean, you know, parents are understandably worried, or maybe they've read something online, or even, you know, gotten a lot of misinformation online. Are there side effects, and are they serious? Something to worry about versus the risk of not getting the vaccine?
Yes, as in all vaccines, there are side effects, but these are temporary and they're very mild. The most common we see of with any vaccine, including the COVID-19 vaccine, is pain at the site where you get the injection. And you can have pain for a day or two, but then it's gone. The other is fever. And I'd like to dispel a myth that fever is a bad thing. I always try to explain to my patients that fever is our friend. Yes, we don't feel well when we have a high fever, but it's our friend. It's our body's way of mounting a defense against the infection, which includes the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. So it shows that your body is actually responding the way it's supposed to.
That's correct. That's correct. And most of the side effects will last for 12 to 24 hours. Some other things that's been seen is irritability, some drowsiness, maybe increased sleepiness, chills, muscle or joint ache. But that's mostly in a little older child. In the small infant and children, sometimes they can be a little more fussy and tired, but they can also be a little more hyperactive. So, but again, these are mild side effects and they don't last a very long time. Usually within 24 hours, they're back to themselves.
Sounds good. And I'm sure our listeners want to dig a little bit deeper into this and know more. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We're discussing COVID vaccines for children 6 months of age to 5 years. And we'll be back after these words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our special guest today is Dr. Martha Smith, who is a pediatrician at the Institute for Family Health here in Kingston. Dr. Smith, before the break, we were talking extensively about COVID-19 and the importance of vaccination of children 6 months of age and older, and older children, adolescents and adults, in order to avoid the development of severe illness, hospitalization, and death in all of these age groups. Right now, in addition to COVID, we are seeing influenza spreading throughout our community and literally throughout the entire state of New York. It is in every county. It is widespread in its transmission. And very sadly, this year to date, we have seen 5 children die of influenza die of influenza infection. And of course, there is a flu vaccine available for children as well. And one of the things that we did talk about prior to the break was that there is somewhat of a trend. Fortunately, it's relatively small trend in this county, but nevertheless, there is a trend out there where parents are getting fearful of having children vaccinated, which in public health and in health, we feel is very a bad thing, because vaccinations are perhaps the
the most effective development in the 20th and now 21st centuries in terms of preventing severe infections, the consequences of some of these infections, hospitalization and death. So vaccination of children and young children, very important. And flu is one of those vaccines that we are trying to encourage parents to take their children to get as well. And, you know, with a circulation of multiple viruses at this point in time, you know, we are seeing the likelihood of perhaps more severe diseases and infections occurring in our more vulnerable groups of individuals. So would you like to speak a little bit more about some of those other conditions such as flu or RSV, which is respiratory syncytiovirus, in children, which we are now seeing as well spreading throughout our counties. Would you talk a little bit more about what you may be seeing in your practice with respect to these other diseases, flu being one of the ones that is preventable by vaccination?
I've seen all of it. And in maybe about a month ago, it was primarily with the COVID infections. I've seen the RSV, and kids are quite sick. We don't have a vaccine for it. All we can do is supportive care. Many of these babies had to be hospitalized. Right now, in the last month, we are seeing influenza A. Many, 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 many kids. And generally, most of them were school-age kids and that have younger siblings that have passed it on to their infants and the younger siblings that's in their household. And it's a shame because we can prevent influenza with vaccination starting at age 6 months. So even though we encourage parents, I don't think parents realize until it hits their home how serious influenza is. And right now, like I said, it's the influenza A that we're seeing. I haven't seen any B.
No, it's true. Influenza A is by far the predominant strain of virus. And, you know, from what we're seeing in public health, it looks as though the current influenza vaccine is a good match for this particular strain of influenza A that is circulating throughout New York State.
Absolutely. I think parents have brought up, well, back a few years ago, we had the wrong vaccine and we still got influenza. I said, yes, that was then. We know now that the vaccine we have now is effective against two strains of influenza A and two strains of influenza B that is circulating.
So Dr. Smith, you mentioned some of these other diseases, and you know, we know, as Dr. Carol Smith, our commissioner, talked about, you know, these various other serious diseases that are out there. You know, we're seeing somewhat of a resurgence, a minor resurgence of polio. Chickenpox is coming back.
Pertussis.
So, you know, there used to be 14 diseases that would regularly disable and or kill many Americans, and that are now vaccine preventable. So I'm just curious, when you have your discussions with parents in your practice, what are some of the objections that they bring up, and where do you think those objections come from? Or is it pretty much across the board? Is it misinformation? Is it, and what role, you know, how important is it for you as their chief medical advisor, so to speak, for their family, to really dispel some of that?
Well, it's very important that for all vaccines, that when patients come to see me for their well visits, that we spend time and we talk about the actual vaccine they're getting, risk, side effects. So it's very important that we have a good communication with our patients. And I like to think that I do. And I oftentimes run over for that reason, because to me, it's very important that parents understand what vaccines are. In particular to the COVID vaccine, Many parents voice objection because they said it's too new, the technology is new, never heard of anything like that before. They produced it and cleared it too fast. When the reality is, this technology, the messenger RNA, has been around for decades. We didn't have a vaccine that used this technology in the United States until the COVID vaccine, but it's been studied and researched by major scientists. So it's important that parents understand and know that. And now it's been 2 years that we've been vaccinating, not the 6 months to 5 years yet. They did it stepwise, but we know the vaccine is safe. There's some minor side effects. It doesn't change your DNA, is what some parents says that, oh, it's going to change my DNA. It's just not the technology of messenger RNA. And, you know, that's a whole nother topic to explain how that works, but it doesn't do anything. It's not a live vaccine. You can't get COVID from the COVID vaccine. For a while, people thought, well, if I already had COVID, so why do I need to be vaccinated? Well, you do need to be vaccinated. Maybe not right away. When you get the actual infection, your body mounts a certain type of immunity to fight it. So you're safe. We don't know. 6 months, 3 months, we're not really sure. And the immunity that you get from having the actual disease versus the vaccine, COVID vaccine in particular, are a little different. So it's important that even though you've had COVID infection, that you also get the vaccine.
And so, Dr. Smith, so with respect to the Institute for Family Health, and you're offering vaccine COVID vaccines for children 6 months to 5 years, and even above that for, you know, for other types of vaccines and what have you. Do you have to be a patient at the Institute to receive this COVID vaccine or what's the process for a patient coming in or a family that says, hey, you know, I like what I heard today. I'm interested. Where do I go?
So to answer the first question, no, you do not have to be a patient of the Institute at any of our sites to get the vaccine. We have many of the vaccine doses for 6 months to 5 years. And we have set times for getting the vaccine at three of our sites, one being Ellenville, which Tuesdays from 12:30 to 4 p.m. In New Paltz, Wednesdays from 1 to 4:30. And at my health center in Kingston on Thursdays from 1 to 4:30. Specifically, the age group of 6 months to 5 years. We're set up and ready and hope that people will call and make an appointment, or if they actually show up at the Institute at those times and want the COVID vaccine, we do take walk-ins. Mm-hmm. If I can give the telephone number.
Yeah, please do.
In order to set up an appointment, it's 1-844-434-2788.
Well, thank you, Dr. Smith. Unfortunately, we just have a few seconds left of time here, but we are so grateful for the work that you and your colleagues do and for your coming in to join us on Healthy Ulster Radio. It's so nice to have you and your expertise.
It is, and we hope you'll be back, Dr. Smith.
Thank you. I've enjoyed myself, and I just want to encourage everyone to educate themselves and get your information from quality sources.
Such as trained pediatricians, such as Dr. Martha Smith.
And your health department.
And the health department.
That's right.
Yes. Listen to the experts.
Well, thank you so much. We have to run. Thank you so much. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.